Okay. All right.
I'm the man with comas. There are two big noises in which I'm not really going to get very involved in. They're just going to speak them out very, very quickly, and then it's going to have relevance. I mean, when I try to speak out quite a few of the halachas that are relevant for a person as a garden. Okay, so yeah, two big man with comas, or two noises. We know in Shabbos that malachas of Shabbos are after, and there's lots of I don't know what the right word is. Lots of I'll explain what I mean. There's something called psikreisha by Shabbos. Psikreisha means, the classic example of psikreisha is a person has a bench on one side of his garden, and he wants to take it to the other side. The only way to do it, the way he's doing it, is dragging. It's a heavy bench. It's going to make a charit. Okay, so even though he has no intention to make a charit. Yeah, he just wants to get the bench from one side to the other. But we know that asa, that's called psikreisha. Yeah, it's definitely going to happen when you move it. So you're making a charet, that's asa. You can't do that. Okay, that's one noise. That's by Shabbos. Okay, we're going to see, is that also relevant by Shmita? Is there psikreisha by Shmita? That's one noise. The other noise is also by Shabbos. There is, it's not machloket tanaim, but at least the way we pasken is, malachas in a tzricha legufa is also mutter, at least meikra din, then I'll tell you. Malachas in a tzricha legufa is, let's say a person is, you know, dig a hole in Shabbos. If you want to do agriculture, you want to plant it or something, or for building purposes, yeah, you're not allowed to. Yeah, that's a lower item. Yeah, but let's say you just want the sand. You want the sand. Yeah, you don't care about the hole. You want the sand. Yeah, so I'm digging the hole. I want to dig the hole. I don't care about the hole. I don't need the hole. I need the sand. That's called malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. I don't need the malacha for its sake, for the guf hadavar. I need it for a different tzricha of that. Okay, so that's malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. That on Shabbos, at least we pasken is mutter. Okay, deraisa is mutter. Okay, midrabbanan is after. Okay, now what about both these concepts? Do they apply in Shmita? Can't hear. Okay. Alright. So the kids are saying, okay, is it psikreisha by Shmita, and also is there a concept of Davar She'ein Nisgaven by Shmita? Okay. So there's a few cases which seem to show that that there is well. Let's start again. Okay, there was a case in the Gemara. The Gemara said that the Mishnah says that according to one shitter, you're allowed to make a too soft. Maybe should I speak over there? No, I'm just scared that I don't want to disturb the business.
What about your group? You don't need to be afraid.
Understand anything what you're saying. That's better that way. Okay. We'll speak now.
Okay. Here's more important people in your life.
Okay. So, right. So we had a case in the Gemara like this. Yeah. Someone wants to dig an aman. Aman is a water irrigation system. Okay, so you want to dig it. So it says you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Okay, again we're just rushing through this. Just getting into it. One reason was because the explanation Machshir Agafel Lajia. What he does is he digs it and he digs out the sand and he puts the sand on the side. Yeah, on the side of where he's digging, and it seems to be that's helping him to make his irrigation. Instead of digging an amma, the reason why it's called an amma is because it's an amma high. So instead of having to dig it an amma, he's going to use some of the sand to build it up. So he'll dig, let's say, for half an amma there, use that sand, and so then he's got his amma. Yeah, okay. So that's what he's doing. But at the same time, that sand is now much softer, and you can plant there. It's royal for planting. Yeah, so that's a kind of zriya. You made it royal for zriya. Okay. Yeah. So, because you're doing that, that's why you're not allowed to do it in Shmita. Okay. So now there, what's going on over there in that case? So again, what's he doing? He's digging it out and he's putting it over there, right? Okay. So he's making an amma. He's making the wall of his farah. At the same time, he's also softening the land. Yeah. Okay. So He's doing from his action, he's actually involved in making his the ama. But at the same time, it's another toita. Yeah, it's also suffering the land. Yeah, okay. So that is a type of particularization. Yeah, that's what he's doing. So Tosis brings really two shittas over there. Whether or why it's happening. One shot in Tosis is it's just it looks like he has kavanah also to soften the land. Yeah. So Tosis doesn't seem to be bothered by psikreation. The first Torah. The second Torah seems to say no, it's psikreation. The fact that it's psikreation, you're definitely doing it. That's awesome. So the chora whether psikreation is also not in shmita, it seems to be told on these two Torahs in Tosis. Okay. There's other rias that it's also it could be mutter. So maybe it's only by indirect bonds that we're making in certain cases. Okay. So that we're going to see various scenarios where psikreation it is a problem, not a problem. Okay. The other noise we said is a davish in the Shabbos. There's a place in Moed Katan in one place that says that by Shabbos there's a rule of melechus of Shabbos. Yeah, there's certain rules how you do this thing. You have kavana for it, etc., etc. Okay, by Shmita there's no such thing. In which case it will come out that there's no patur of davish in the Shabbos. That's what according to Tosis. Chazanish in one place says a slightly different word. He says that at least midaraisa that you only chayv on shmita if you have kavana for melechas hakarka. If your kavana is to improve the karka, to do something to the karka, that's when it's asa. If not, if that's not your kavana, you're doing it for other reasons, which we'll see some of the potential reasons, then it's not asa minatoy, it might still be asa midaraisa, it is still asa midaraisa, and chazal wa mat in various scenarios. Okay, so that's the hagdama for most of the shit. Okay, I'm just going to speak out then. One more thing. Also, the Chazanish explains that there was a case in the Quran like this. But it was source number five. It goes from four downwards. There was a case of someone was pruning his karen, his vineyard, okay. And some rabbanim walked past and said, "What's going on here? I was in Shmita. How can you be doing that?" So the guy said, Rish Lakish, I think. No, it wasn't. They said back to Rish Lakish. They said that maybe you know what he's doing. He doesn't need the actual wood. He needs the wood is going to be. Sorry, he doesn't need the actual pruning. He just needs the wood. He needs the wood for his for the base of that. Okay, and the response to that was his heart knows what he's really doing it for. So also over there, it sounds like it depends on his kavana. What's he doing it for? That's the kasha of the Gemara. This is asked the kasha that so what? Yeah, how does it help? Tosis says that there was a Tosis. Tosis on source number six. Tosis says so what? It should still be asa. Tosis answers that what he's doing is really he's being makalkal the when he takes the wood he's being makalkal the vineyard, the vine. Yeah. Okay. So the pashas of this place it sounds like that. He wasn't really doing an act of pruning. He was making it worse. He was making the vine worse. Yeah. Chazan said that can't be pshat in Tosis. Why? Because the Gemara itself said that what was their response to him? The lead knows what he's doing. So he himself knew it. He said if it was clear that he was doing an act which is destructive to the vineyard, what's a toil on his lead? Let's just see what he's doing. Yeah. So Tosis says Chazan says that that's not pshat. Pshat is about he's doing an act which can also improve the vine. Yeah, he's not doing it in the normal way. He's doing it an act which, relatively speaking, is bad for it. Yeah, there's a much better way to do it. Yeah, if you were an expert in this thing, you would do it in a certain way. He wasn't doing it in the ultimate way. He was doing it in a worse way. Yeah, and that's why Tosis just calls it makalka, but it's not really makalka. Okay, so Chazon is built from here that, if you're doing an act on the calf on the trees, which is not in the optimal way. Yeah, you're doing it in an abnormal way. Yeah, then as long as your kavana is not for that to improve it, then it's going to be mutter. If you're doing it in the optimal way, even if that's not your kavana, it's still going to be asa. Or even if you're not doing it the optimal way, as in it's still improving it, but and your kavana is to improve it, that's also going to be asa. So if you don't have both those factors, yeah, you're doing it not the optimal way, you're doing it in a shvacha way, and that's not your kavana, then it's going to be mutter. Okay, and that's going to be, we'll see, that's a hetzer for various things in a
sub. It seems to Schmidt right now, it is obligation not that land will be rest, but also that you would not work.
Yeah. Also, you can
work. Where we're coming from. Yeah. Because if land.
It's not only the land.
It's only land.
Right. There's definitely also an issa to work the land, which is to on the person.
Even you're not improving.
Yeah. No. It could be the issa derives is only if you. In these cases over here, you are improving it, the Chazon Ish told us. Yeah? It's just you're not improving it in the best way that you could. You're right, if you're not improving it, that might be different. In Chemed, that might be totally mutter. Yeah? This case over here, again, the Kunz of Chazon Ish, you are improving it. It's just, I could have improved it, I could have done a much better cutting. If I was an expert, I'd cut it in a certain way, they'd say, and I would get that, the best improvement in it.
So, because when I'm cutting, if I will do optimum way, I have 10 oranges.
Yeah.
Right now, because not optimum, I have only 8. Yeah. It's fine.
At least Midoraisa maybe might be fine. Midoraisa.
No.
So Midorabanan, the Chazon Ish says like this. If it's clear that you're not doing it the optimal way, and your kavana is not to improve the tree, then it's mutter.
Even if you improve.
Yes. But you're doing it for another reason. You're cutting the wood off.
Even if you improve.
Yes.
You produce good result because I'm cutting.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yes. Because that's not my kavana, and I'm not doing it the optimal way. No, he's explaining that. Chazon Ish is explaining that's Prakim Tosis. Yeah. Okay. Again, it's not the Pashas of Tosis, but that's how the Chazon Ish is learning Tosis. Okay.
But right now, Raf, it's creating problems.
Why?
For one simple reason. Farmer work whole year on his field.
Farmer what?
Farmer, right now, Shemita Lalalena, work whole year on his field. But not by optimum way. And he never had in mind anything.
Okay.
I just have good time. I would like to
Actors.
Okay, so right now, based on the English, even Rabban said, fine.
Okay, again, it has to be clear. It's probably in that case, it's clear that he wants it. Yeah, it's clear.
No. Don't count on himself.
Okay.
Why? For one simple reason. Because he will eat this product. It is not my problem.
Okay. You might say, you're asking why is he doing it?
Huh?
What's he going to do? Why is he doing it?
I can tell you right now, he's lying.
Okay, I'm saying exactly, but what it won't be nicker at all from what his actions that he's not that he doesn't want to improve it. This case over here might be that it's clear. Let's say that the guy's going, I don't know, he's going to take the wood somewhere else. The guy, what's he doing with all the whatever he's doing?
Now you put
another
condition.
That's what the Gemara was answering, is that he's doing it for himself, and he has the wrong he's the one who's going to be enjoying the quote unquote fruits of his labor. So it's been a problem. But for example, for other Rabbanim, we would have to, it's time to apply this tomorrow. If we were going to then take this and do this or whatever, I would eat, that's not enough. We're relying on what he knows what he's going to make this
work. Yeah, it could be. Okay. All right. If it's clear from his action, what he's doing. Because he's not doing it in the optimal way. Again, we're saying over here it's clear that's where the Chazon Ish came from. Let's see what he's doing. If it's negative, it's clear. So here he's doing it in a way which is not so clear. It's not the best way, and it's not disadvantages, right? But it can improve it. Say that. So we can't tell what his kavanah is. So then it's totally his kavanah. Yeah. But if he were to be doing it in the best way, even if his kavanah is not for that, it wouldn't help me.
Yeah, man, best way.
Okay. I'm going to try and get a move on just with some of the various halachas. They're all really based on the state of what's it called, the Mishpeh Aretz. Okay. So. Yeah, we spoke that last week that the heter, if your payers or your trees are going to die, then there's a heter, yeah, to work the land, except in the derisas, yeah. Remember we spoke that last week. I'm not going to go from now. There are a few malachas which are derisas. Those ones there's no heter, but the makom hester. Okay, so all the tamei speaking about now are basically in the derabons. All right. Okay, so the Yeah, so he says there's also, just like the heter for fruit, there's also heter for, let's say, if you've got nice plants in your garden. If they're going to die in Shmita, you'd be allowed to be metaphor with them. Okay, we also spoke out before that you have to do whatever you can before Shmita, things that you can postpone, you do it after Shmita. Okay, what about watering? So we mentioned last week, that was the mission that told us that you are allowed to water the Makom Hester. Okay, someone asked me this, and I see that there's actually discussion on it. Let's say you've got some plants in your field, yeah, which are going to die. Okay, so you're allowed to water them, right? Do you have to water them only enough that they'll survive, or can you just do regular watering? Okay, yeah. So last week we spoke about the Chazanis told us that in this hectare where the Malcolm Hef said, then you can only do what the minimum amount. I see that by watering, there are some who say not like that. Watering, the Mishnah gives it a title, it's called the Beis HaShlachim. Beis HaShlachim basically is a field which is going to be kartel if you don't water it. Yeah. So someone would say that. Yeah. In such a field, but once you've given it the shame based on shlachim, yeah, it's called this field. You can water it in a normal way, yeah. That's what someone is saying. That bring down the shame. The listen, Paris, that the milling is not like that. It's still to do it at the whatever only what's necessary. Okay.
They died.
Okay, so just one more point on this.
You're trying to get it exactly right, you're going to...
Okay, so...
It's going to end up being a bigger...
Okay, so...
So maybe aim for a little less than a lot.
So I'll be muzzling what you're saying. But also, it's brought the same chazan is that a suffolk hefted is also mutter. Chazal also he proves it by Aveda that Chazal also chas on the mamon chayso even by makom suffolk. So if you've got a suffolk where the things are resolved, you'll also be allowed to do. What? No. So normal amount is presumably to be mashpiach to make it get it better. This is just to ensure that it doesn't die. Okay, if that's what it means. Yeah. Okay. Again, on all these things, you have to consult a gardener, an expert gardener, who's also a Yarish Shamayim. That he's the one who's going to tell you exactly how much it is.
It's very dangerous. Okay. I assume that
person needs
only one sandwich per day. Maybe you'll find one day.
All right. Let's keep going. Okay. Now, what I'm going to if you've got a garden and you've got some plants that are going to die, some are not, yeah, so you should only water the ones that are going to die. If it's not possible, yeah, or it's going to cost you a lot, then there are hectares for that. Okay, but it's some say it's only if at least roiv of your plants over there needs the stuff. Yeah, you can't like have one plant and basically and water the whole plant for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, one more thing for this watering. Let's say that this plant doesn't need water,
yeah,
and this needs a lot and so on.
Yeah.
It's very nice for a gardener. I don't have a gardener, and for me all these look alike.
So yes, you have to ask a gardener.
So Rav, I need to bring Rav on my...
Not a Rav, because I don't know. And Rav Kuhn will know either.
So right now it's very important. And this year, I need to bring gardener.
Yeah, you need an expert opinion, someone who understands how... plants work.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Okay. This is going back, I think, to the very first year now. What about what's best to do? To water it in Shmita, or can you set up a system before Shmita to water the whole garden? You know, you've got some kind of time system, an irrigation system. You switch it on the beginning. Hold on. Right. Or you put it on the time before Shmita. Come Shmita, you do nothing. It goes on, I don't know how long, I have no idea. I think every day, whatever it is, once a week, whatever it is, and you're doing nothing. You're sitting back and you're chilling, you're doing absolutely nothing.
And then what happens? Breaks.
We'll worry about that at the time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So right. Okay. So you're saying before. Okay. Because you're doing nothing now.
No, you told me that in Shmita, two things really big. A, when land not red, and second, you're working on land.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
At least when you set it before, you're not.
But I'm asking to set it before to water it in a normal amount, more than normal. If you're doing Shmita, you're only going to do the minimum amount, whatever you need. So I'm going to, I've got a better management idea. I'm going to do it before Shmita. I'm going to give it lots and lots of water.
Right now, have another one where I need to rest.
Oh, okay. So right, that's what it's right. So remember, we at the beginning that we had the Mishnah Chinuch that said that in Shmita, there's also an issue that on the land. The land itself should rest. If you, even if you set something up before, yeah, you know, the land's not resting now. It's being watered and it's. So things are happening on Shmita.
So
okay. Yeah, and the climate. Right. Right. Okay.
Right.
I mean, if you do right, okay. And I mean, that might solve all the right. Right. Okay. Some say it is okay. Rabbi Yosha is brought down saying it's here. Rabbi Nissen Keres wants to say even according to Chazanish, at the time he spent, the Chazanish didn't hold of this idea. He wants to say even according to Chazanish, it is okay. I just say very briefly what he says. He says the only reason why, let's say, if you plant before, it's okay, even though let's say it's going to be mushrash in Shmita, is because you've done your planting. That's it. Now either that the ground takes over, yeah. The nature takes over. Masha'en came by watering. Yeah? There he wants to say watering is different. Why? Because it's still your action. Yeah, it's not something else that's taking over. It's not nature that's taking over. You set things up, so it's either you are now working in Shmita. I hear you can be solo, but there's what to be solo. But he wants to even according to Chazanish, you shouldn't do it. Okay, so as. What's your name? It's terrible. Gershon, thank you, Gershon. As Gershon said, yes, yeah, so the best thing would be if you can to set it up before Shmita, just the minimum amount and maybe a little bit more just to make sure that you're not avoid all spaces. Okay, fine. Next, skip those ones, I think.
Can I just ask about that? Setting up in advance. I'm not smart enough to do that. Yeah. But if you have it, it's better to have a system where you press a switch.
Yeah,
turn on water.
Yeah, so they bring that. Yeah, no, they say pressing. Yeah, I saw they brought down that. Pressing is basically the same. Skinny, you're doing it. That's your responsibility. Okay, so you're not machu. If you don't have a system, whatever, you're not machu. You are allowed to do it. What do you say? As opposed to his case? Yeah. Yeah. So you've still done it. I'm not sure if it's an extra.
Is it the fact that you set it up before Shmita starts?
Which way?
In your case, when you set up before Shmita starts,
it's
further away than.
Yeah. Because that's, yeah. I understand that there's no, is there anything to do with before Shmita, then you would say that. That was a lot closer. Yeah. Okay.
You can push water like that. Why could not push button?
All right, let's go. Okay, what about if you've got weeds in your garden? Okay. So if they get weeds, I think it's a universal word, weeds. Yeah. So if they're going to damage your plants, your other things there, so you'll have a hazard to take them out. Yeah, we'll put poison on them. Okay. Now,
even flowers are expensive.
Yeah. If they're going to kill the flowers, then it's mutter. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you have weeds which are. Animal food. Animals can eat them. So they will discuss. We know animal food can have kedusha shvi'is. Maybe even if they're not going to be given to animals, they might also still have kedusha shvi'is. The fact that they ate some are animal food. Yeah. So.
Oh, if you kill or not, I have wheat international
group. Wheat. Wheat or wheat.
Yeah, you see, I understand what you're talking about. It's already a big achievement. So, but what I'm trying to say is that right now, I don't know if it will kill or not.
So, yeah, you have to ask.
What to do again?
You have to ask.
So, there's no solution for that.
If you have a solution, someone who can answer your shilas,
give. I think that everybody has that. But
okay.
These animals
are not going to
be around.
Horses and camels. We discussed once that you're right. Some say that the fact that they're not going to be around now, and you're not, there's no tzad that you're going to give to them, so therefore there's no kedusha shvi'is. Other ones say no. The fact that they ate them, they are roi for them. They still got kedusha shvi'is. Okay. So if according to their tzad, then it's better not to give it to kill it. You should rather, let's say, pull it out and put it on the side to die by itself. Okay. Next. Say again.
Are you required to ask all of your practical gardening questions to a professional?
Yeah.
Or are you allowed to say, this is how I would normally act if it wasn't
Okay, but no, no. Yeah, I understood. Yeah, so you, if your sickle is not, is based on not much, so then. Okay, but I'm saying you've experienced. You've experienced that it does kill it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's already, that means that's the sign. Okay.
Excuse me, can you repeat what you said then? It seemed very important.
When we take weeds out of the garden, it's generally for beauty and nothing to do with killing.
So it's never used to kill anything.
I'm not going to say never, but...
Very seldom. Thank you very much.
I see a lot of weeds and...
Let's kill it.
Okay. So, okay. So according to that, right? So then, right. So you don't have. Okay. According to that, you're saying most weeds don't kill it. So then you don't have the heter to take them out because of hesed. Okay. But are you allowed to take them out because of beauty? Yeah. That's our next item. But vakasha. If he knows what he's talking about, then vakasha. Okay. Okay, so if your kabbana is to by putting it out is to help the rest of your other plants to grow, is that true? You're only doing it for beauty, or you also it's going to, the fact that these are out is going to help the other plants grow.
It's for beauty. It's for
beauty. Is it your yellow or your? Okay.
These weeds take the water and the nutrients away from
you. So you take these weeds away, will help, it will be much better for other plants. Okay. So I'm just going to tell you the theory then. Okay. So if your kavanah is also to help your other plants, so then, like we said from the Chazon Ish, it means why am I doing this now? I'm doing it also because I want to be much better for my other plants. That's going to be also. Okay. If I have no intention whatsoever there's no to edit from other things. So some do say it's mutter. All right.
For beauty, only for beauty.
Okay. Yeah. Others still say it's also the Rabbi Yosha wants to say like this. Even though we do find a heter, let's say that case we mentioned before about you're taking the wood, you're pruning this tree. You want the wood, yeah. And even though it's going to improve the tree, but your kavanah is not for that. We saw that the Gemara said that was mutter. Yeah. So Rabbi Yosha wants to say that. That's only when it's clear that I'm doing, when I'm doing two separate acts. As in, what am I doing? Why am I taking the wood? I'm taking the wood to go use it for something else. Yeah? That's when I have a heter, even though it might be mashpiach, the vine that's there. That's when it's mutter. Over here, what am I doing? When I take the weeds away, I'm not really doing anything with the weeds. I'm not doing anything else. What I'm doing is cleaning up the garden. That's what I'm trying to do. That, he says, is still the awesome. You know, so that's what he's saying. It's not so possible. First of all, that was the derisa. The rabbanon is still going to be asa. Yeah, still asa. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. There were certain etarium, in certain situations, etarium. That's
it.
Yeah.
Isn't that coming up to your whole sheep, the rabbanon nowadays? And then you have the rabbanon.
In something, let's say, where there's machlokes, because we're achlokes are poskim, and some things like that. Okay. Right, next. What about, no, that we just did, right? No, we didn't. Yeah. Resus. Yeah. So if something, whatever, you've got bugs or something over there which are destroying your trees. Yeah. So again, if they're destroying it, then you're allowed to use resus. What else? Okay. Let's say you've got. You've got a tree which is blocking your path, yeah. So you want to chop down some of the branches so you can walk through. So there's also they say mutter. Why? Only if you chop just where like just what you need. So you're not going to the tip. I don't know what the word is. The source of it. Yeah. You're just chopping where you need. So it's not the normal way to prune. Correct. Okay, I have to be very careful now. It's not the wrong way to prune. Yeah, it's not your kavana. Yeah, and therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, that would be mutter. Okay. We just finished with two very relevant shailas, which is let's say you're cleaning your house. Yeah, you're sponging your house. So you've got the water. You want to sponge the water out into your garden. Yeah, so you're watering your garden. Okay, so you don't have your kavanah is not for that, but it's sikresha. Yeah. So, Kerela says it's not mukha from your ma'isa that you at least also don't want to help your garden. Presumably, it is neichalei for a person's happy for it. Yeah. So he's pushing it out, and you don't see. It's not clear that's not his kavanah, that he had no interest in that. Oh, soapy water. Regular soapy water will help the thing. Okay, so he says like this. Yeah, he says if it's clear that there's stuff inside it, you can see all the froth and stuff, which is going to damage it. Yeah, or at least it's not good for it. Yeah, so then he says that we're mutter. Yeah, otherwise, just okay. Yeah, so I guess if there's a little bit or it's just plain water, then he says it'll be after. And a similar style also by your mazgan. If you've got your mazgan, your pipe or whatever, the water that's where it's dripping into your garden. So also he says it's not clear that you're also not happy with that. Yeah, so I'm not really sure what you meant. Maybe put a bucket underneath or something. He says that would also be up. On your garden, in a family, yeah. Sick racer, it's the nephilim.
I think that many miles can mean different to an area that's not a garden, and right under where they drift, the leaves grow.
But in the rocks.
He said that's between rocks, though, so that would be okay, right? Because you're not
watering.
You have no interest in that also.
It's not nichalei. It's not a normal way to do it. So that would be mutter. Yeah, that would be mutter.
And if it's watering the garden and that's the only water source, why is that
a problem? Again.
If you're not also watering and it's just coming along through the mazgan. Why is that?
That's
the exact amount of water.
But, no, I'm not with you. What's the shot? You'll be much better for the garden through this thing.
Get more water from the mazgan.
If you're doing it to, what are you saying? If you're doing it, because otherwise it's going to be a hefted without that, it's going to die.
If you don't have any other.
We're talking about a case of Alejandro, right? In a case where there's no hefted to water these things, yeah? Whatever reason, there's no hefted involved. Then that's what we're talking about. You're right. If you have a hefted to do it, because they're going to die without it, then Alejandro, if this is how you're watering, that'd be fine.
So,
yeah.
So you
didn't
put rocks there or put flowers anymore?
That's a good. If you did before. Okay, you're right. Elephant, right, yeah. So if you set it up before, you mean? Yeah, right, elephant.